News Talk 1620 WTAW. Update on what's happening in the College Station School District. We have Superintendent Eddie Colson on the phone today. And we haven't discussed legislative activities in a while, and thought it'd be a good time with a little more than a month left in the legislative session to get the district's perspective about how things are going in Austin.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, there's a lot in process right now, from the state budget to some assessment and accountability bills that will impact districts statewide. There's much going on. Not much is final just yet, but there's certainly a lot going on at the legislative session in the legislature right now. The budget, both the House and Senate, have approved their versions of the budget, and so those two budgets will be coming together in the near future. And on the other end, we'll get the state budget. It hasn't happened just yet. Included in those budgets are some additional funding for education. Unfortunately, CSISD receives very, very little impact from that additional money. There are some districts that whose reductions are restored at up to 150%. Unfortunately, for College Station, the budget's being considered right now only restore our budget at about a 5% level. So there's a wide range in how the budgets at the state level at this point impact school districts. And College Station ISD is on the very, very low end of that impact. So the budget is not done yet. We continue to talk to our legislators about what will help CSISD, but the reality is that we're still sitting on a reduction of about $7 million and won't see much of that in return with the budget as it sits right now at the state level.
It's been a while since the district court ruling on the school finance lawsuits. Is that just all in the hands of the lawyers in the appeal process right now?
Yeah, you know, the state district judge did rule in the school district's favor, and the appeal and his final ruling will be coming out with all the appropriate paperwork and so forth to make it official here in the coming days. And once that occurs, then I am confident that the state then will appeal that, and hopefully that appeal will go directly to the state Supreme Court. Assuming that it does, then the state Supreme Court will take on that issue and then make a ruling at some point in the future. I certainly don't anticipate it will be very quickly, but it will be at some point in the future.
Visiting with College Station Independent School District Superintendent Eddie Colson, getting a legislative update. Then we also talk about assessments and testing, and there's a couple of different positions we need to update listeners as it applies to CSISD, and one deals with the district's participation in a high-performance consortium.
Right. CSISD was fortunate to be chosen as a high-performing school district as part of the Texas High-Performance Schools Consortium. And the goal of the consortium is really to research, develop, and implement a new assessment and accountability system that is a robust system that is more community-based, and a system that's not built around high-stakes testing. We're in the beginning stages of that work. It's College Station ISD along with 22 other school districts. There is a bill right now, House Bill 2824, that was considered by the House Education Committee yesterday, and I anticipate will be passed out of that committee in the coming days, which would give the consortium the freedom to continue the work that we've started. Part of what the consortium needs to be able to do is to get some freedom from the current assessment and accountability system in order to develop a new system. So we're in the very beginning stages of that. The work is ongoing, and our hope is that the legislature will indeed recognize the importance of our work and pass House Bill 2824, which would give CSISD and the other consortium school districts the leeway we need in order to develop a new assessment and accountability system, one that is not over-reliant on high-stakes tests, one that is community-based, and one that values the unique needs of each school district in the state.
What's the beat that you're getting about how the House Ed Committee took this?
I think the House Ed Committee is absolutely very supportive of it. All the reads that I have are that the House in general, and certainly the House Public Ed Committee, is very supportive of it. I'm not sure what the same. I have the same read from the Senate committee, but that is yet to be determined. My hope is that they will see the value and the benefit of the work of the consortium. I think the Senate has to remember the consortium was established by the legislature during the previous legislative session. So this is just ongoing work that at one time they said, this is good stuff. So my hope is they continue to recognize that.
So while that's going on, there's been much more attention placed regarding the overall high-stakes testing issue and the movement to reduce the number of tests from 15 down to 5.
Right. House Bill 2824, which I just was talking about, is really is building a new assessment and accountability system. House Bill 5 really just revamps the current system. House Bill 5 reduces the number of end-of-course exams, and it creates some pathways to graduation. And certainly, College Station ISD is supportive of House Bill 5, but we also recognize that it's not what the state ultimately needs. We need a new system that is not all built around one test and treat every school district the same. So House Bill 5, while we're supportive of it and believe that it's good legislation for the current system that we're in, and certainly will support it and have been supporting it, we look forward to House Bill 2824 passing as well so that we can develop a new system.
And as we mentioned at the outset, there's still plenty of time left in the legislative session. That means still plenty of opportunities for listeners to contact their individual lawmakers and communicate with them their desires.
Absolutely. There's still more than a month left in the session and still much, much to be done by our legislators. And as I've communicated with those who represent us, I think they're certainly supportive of public education as we move forward. My hope is that the legislature will accomplish much, including a budget that will help not only that will help all school districts, including College Station ISD.
As always, appreciate the time, and we'll get another update before the session's over then.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Always good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Eddie Colson, the College Station School District Superintendent, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.